The Edwards County School Board met in regular session Monday night. The board, under unfinished business, heard that the final drawings will be presented next month by ADG Architects for the proposed vocational building project. Under new business, the board heard from Superintendent Calger concerning the school calendar and a couple of small changes made in the calendar for the coming year. No change in the start or end dates of school. The board had the first reading of the parent-teacher handbook and the wellness handbook. The board accepted the property and liability insurance policies from the Illinois County Risk Management Trust. The premiums will be going up 13% from $112,128 to $126,757 per year. J.E. Sheckles' bid from Evansville to overhaul a gearbox in the cooling tower at the K-12 and change fluids amounted to $7,750. This is a preventive maintenance project. Under the superintendent's report, Superintendent Calger told the board that the cafeteria budget had a rather dismal year, with a loss to date of $85,000, which is $10,000 more than last year. The sales tax report looks to be in good shape, with revenues of $47,000 this month. Superintendent Calger also told the board in his report that the year 2031, all new school buses will be equipped with seatbelts. Summer maintenance projects seem to be moving right along at all attendance centers in the county. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignations of paraprofessionals Jody Pittman and Kim Cullison, voted to employ ECHS teacher Caitlin Dunkel, also Albion grade school basketball coach Bobby Brake, and assistant coach Eli Mawson. The board also voted to ratify the Edwards County support staff for a three-year contract. That contract calls for a 6% salary increase each of those 3 years. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.